Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Indire broadcast, this time presented by Radio Student from Zagreb, Croatia.
This is Ivan and I'm Franka, and in the following minutes you will hear our selection for your curious ears. So let's start.
The first album we want to present to you is Altur Mur, a unique project made by a Croatian band called Mimika Orchestra.
Our guest is one of the band's founders, saxophone player and composer Mak Murtic, who shared with us a few thoughts about his concept of the reinvented vision of Mediterranean folklore. We start a journey through this complex musical piece with a tune called Talasa. Enjoy and stay with us to hear the interview with Mak. So hello, Mac, and welcome to the Radio Student edition of Indire Broadcast.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I am perfectly fine.
You're in the middle of one very busy period, which is not so strange for you, but please tell us, what projects have you been participating in the last few weeks?
Okay, so I'm a composer by, say, profession, not by school, but by profession, and I have been working on a lot of projects over the last years, and recently we have been doing a collaborative project in the Balkans with musicians from the United States and musicians and artists from various parts of former Yugoslavia and Albania. So we have this program called One Beat Balkans, where I'm a facilitator alongside of Marta Kolega and Bayram Kinoli. And we traveled from, we did workshops and music in Pristina, in Kosovo, and then we did performances there, Skopje and Novi Sad. So that's what I've been doing. And I was working in Vienna with my co-worker Nika Baumann, who runs a project called Synesthetic Project. I was writing some music for that, so that's happened. There's actually a premiere happening soon. Concerts, Antenat, concerts with Živa Voda, and now we're performing with Cree Orchestra. And also we've been doing projects with Truth Is Not Equal to Tribe. So
great, so we can, yeah, we could keep talking with you about a great number of stuff you're doing, but today we want to present to our international audience the album Altur Mur by Mimica Orchestra. So maybe you could say a few words about the band for the beginning.
Okay, so Mimica Orchestra was founded in London in 2010 by Maja Rivić, the main singer of the orchestra, and me. And since then it moved back to Croatia, or sorry to say, it moved to Croatia in 2016, but I say back to Croatia because it was actually a continuation of a band called Kreol, which was performing in Zagreb since 2006 to 2010 or so. And this is sort of my, it became my playground to try to orchestrate music, and slowly but surely it evolved into full-on orchestra, which initially was a sort of jazz orchestra with maybe a little bit of a different jazz orchestra, but still a jazz orchestra. And then slowly it started to involve things from progressive music, from contemporary progressive music, and maybe perhaps prog rock or whatever. And then more and more it became a search of identity, and it started to involve elements or kind of languages from the music of the area of the Balkans, and most recently from the islands of the Mediterranean.
So Altur Mur is your latest album with Mimica Orchestra, and it was published around 6 months ago. How did you come up with the name, and what is the meaning behind it?
The album is not, as a lot of the press is saying, it's not spoken or written on the language, on the Romance language, mm-hmm. which used to be spoken in Croatia, called Velotic, but the title of the album is in Velotic, and it means the altar of the sea. But the language, most of the language in the album is a kind of version of Czechavian dialect, of Croatian, a Croatian dialect or a Slavic dialect of the islands and some parts of the area around the sea, which... Actually, the texts were written by Marta Kolega, but we collaboratively wrote the script, so to say, to the album before we started to actually create the scenery in a musical and lyrical sense. So we use a lot of the Velotic language elements, which is a kind of, we feel that's a connective language, which involves the remnants of what the Roman Empire left in the Mediterranean, and in a way, in a symbolical sense, it's something that connects many of the parts of the Mediterranean, such as architecture and say folk instruments and styles and so forth. But the album is not really about that. The album is really about a kind of long lost or disappearing love in more of a metaphorical sense. So it's kind of a journey into one's own self and into its own sort of struggle with the myth and reality.
There's 22 people playing in this band, so it must be really challenging to lead all of them. And how much of the creativity depends on the band members, and how big is your role in their final performance?
That's a complicated question. I mean, the music kind of sourcing ideologically being a sort of a jazz orchestra, even though now it really doesn't sound like jazz anymore. It does involve a lot of solo improvisations and in some places perhaps collective improvisations, although on this album less so than on the last one. Essentially, I write the music, but given that I work with these people so much, I feel that I know what to write for certain people to express what they're best at expressing. So in a way, maybe they don't directly influence the music in the sense that maybe we rehearse and people come up with new ideas, but a lot of the music is based on what they do anyway. So that's kind of how they influence.
Yeah, so you just mentioned a very interesting lyrical part, which is really specific. So I want to know, is there maybe some specific storyline behind the whole album, and which are, for example, some key words or atmosphere with whom you would describe the whole thing?
Okay, so all of my albums have a kind of basic storyboard, and they have a basic set of characters that I sort of work around. So this is the first time I've actually worked with somebody else in a conceptual sense. The last one was about funeral ceremony set in the Balkans, but actually the funeral is a sort of effigy that's being burned, which kind of symbolically looks into the old traditions of Slavs in the area. And this one, I'm saying this because this one kind of follows a similar story, but it's not about death, but it's about life. So it is about going into a sort of never-ending sea where there is a melting of an identity. But it's more satirical and more, so there's more light in it. And basically, the setting is an island which never had a division between Occident and Orient. And it has a sort of never-ending feast in it. And in the feast, there are many characters that intermingle, but there's a set of characters that are always in different scenes, although expressed with different people. They are having some type of a love, be it sexual or platonic. There's this element of love which is never fully managed. So this is what's happening. So there are different scenes on this feast following different people in different times perhaps, but they are not different times, they are sort of metaphorically different times.
And hearing all this and reading some of the critical reviews, lots of journalists say that this is one of the most complex pieces of music published lately in Croatia. How do you feel about that, and when you read some critical reviews that are really fond of the album?
I don't know. I mean, it's great to hear that people are listening, and you know, I'm not fond necessarily of analytical approach to things, even though a lot of the things we do, we are sourcing from certain languages or whatever. But you know, saying something is more complex than something else, this doesn't mean anything, you know. Something can be extremely simple and say a full story, you know.
Of course. And you're very passionate about researching and discovering traditional musical worlds of Croatia, and you're providing a whole new contemporary vision of it. So what inspires you the most in the musical history of this region and whole Balkans?
My neighbors. Oh, sorry.
Simple as that.
No, actually, yes. I mean, I'm joking because I'm spending a lot of time on the island Krk, or Veja, as they would say. And there's a strong tradition of microtonal music there. And it's actually, you can hear it on celebrations, on, you know, on certain events that are happening in town, or even, you know, if somebody has a so-called peer wedding or some church event or whatever. And there's also a strong tradition of sacral music there. And then again, I'm traveling a lot through the Balkans, and there's a lot of intermingled history and intermingled musical styles, and you know, I meet a lot of people who do traditional music, but also people who have expanded on that, and it's very inspiring, and it just naturally feels to that we need to research that and not preserve it necessarily, but research and see what we can do with it, as you know, the West has done with their own music.
Yes, I'm very happy that we have you today here in our edition of Indire, because this is really one of the most beautiful postcards, I would say, that we can send from a Croatian musical scene from 2022 and 23.
Thank you. So it's the Mediterranean as it never was.
Yeah, that's great. I've read it before. So thank you, Mark, very much. And for the end, you can choose one of the songs from the album that we're going to play.
Let's play Amuar.
Okay, can you tell us maybe something about it?
It is one of the scenes, as I said. And in the middle of the scene, somebody divides themselves from symbolically from their mother, be it their culture, and by going away from that culture, they become very lost and they try to find themselves in another sense again.
Great. Thank you very much. Maybe you would like to mention some plans for the future or stuff that you're working now on.
Well, yes, actually, on the 21st of April, we are releasing a new album. A new single, mm-hmm. But the album is coming out. It is a collaboration between Bodhisattva Ghosh Trio from India, from Kolkata, and Mimic Orchestra. So we recorded that last year in November. And we're also doing a new album that's with Mimic Orchestra that's expanding on the themes of sort of more myth, but we are yet to kind of write it in and see what's happening. And a lot of theater plays, films, and so forth.
Great. We wish you all the best. Thank you.
progonile su nas morine kroz vrijeme. No a ružnje su se uglas iscidile. Zakocuani je dun za drugoga, vrtimo se po ledini. Polak mene, polak tebe po sredini. Niste ču? Ča si rekla?
And now, after Mimika Orchestra's Altur Mur, we are changing direction and we want to present to you Jutko and Plodovi Zemlje, Croatian agropop sensation. Plodovi Zemlje, the literal translation would be The Fruits of the Earth, is a reference to the agricultural TV show on Croatian national television. The song is called Lika, to je ta spika, and it's a single from Jutko's latest album, Šiše Majstore, which was released less than a month ago. We hope you enjoy Lika, to je ta spika.
Neko voli čoravo, neko voli gluvo, a ja sam seljačina i volim grubo. Od kamena mi glava, a ti si ona prava za mene, za mene. Liko ljubim te u čelo, vrati me na moje selo. Liko ljubim te u čelo, vrati me na moje selo. Spika ti je prava, ma ti si ona prava.
The album we have selected for you today comes from a relatively new band on the Croatian scene and it's called Čuvar Kuća. They released their debut album Curino Cvijeće in the end of 2022. You will hear Ivan's interview with Čuvar Kuća's frontman Hrvoje Dešić.
So today with us we have Hrvoje Dešić from the band Čuvar Kuća. Hrvoje, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, so for the start of this interview, could you introduce yourself and the band?
Well, okay. So, as you said, my name is Hrvoje. I'm from Čuvar Kuća, which is a kind of a new band. I would describe it as a combination of, I don't know, indie rock, bedroom pop, and psychedelic rock. We published and published issued an album last year in November called Curino Sveća, and I don't know, that's about it.
So would you like to maybe explain the name of the album to our listeners?
It's an old joke, and I don't know if it's a joke, but my grandpa used to say, so Curino Sveća translates to English like girls' flowers, and it's actually a euphemism for penis. So it's like a kind of a, what the elders would say to kids when referring to their male reproductive organs without letting them know what they're talking about.
So we can safely assume that the theme of the album is related to love, romance, personal issues, or am I wrong?
No, you're right, but I don't think I thought of it like in that way. I would say I did not want to make like a conceptual album or whatever, but the name just stuck with me because I remembered it at a family gathering, and I kept laughing for like 15 minutes because that was the first time I actually understood what they were talking about when they were mentioning Curino Sveća. So it kind of makes sense as a whole, but it was actually pretty accident, happened by accident.
Okay, so now we will take a short break. We will listen to your first single, Uvijek Umoran, which was released, could you maybe remind me, when did you release this single?
I think it was 2021. I need to check it also because the two singles were kind of a long time apart from the album. So I think it was, I would say, the end of 2021.
Okay, so now we will listen to single Uvijek Umoran. So, dear listeners, we are back. We are talking to Hrvoje from Čuvarkuća. Could you tell me, maybe Čuvarkuća was assembled after your last project, Harvey J, was disbanded. Has your experience in Harvey J made it easier to break through on the regional scene with Čuvarkuća, or are there any maybe, like, you know, side effects? You maybe don't want to be recalled as a former member of or founding member of Harvey J.
Okay, I'll try to answer it one at a time. Well, it did certainly prove to be easier to make new music and to get people to notice it because of, I don't know, all the contacts we had and all of the fans that were really into Harvey J, so it was easier for Čuvarkuća to get that start off easier, but I don't really mind being remembered as a part of Harvey J. It's I mean, practically all of the band members are now somehow involved in Čuvarkuća, so it's not a secret. I just we stopped playing and I wanted to do something new, something a bit different, and you know, Osijek is not that big of a town, so we kind of ended up all together again with Čuvarkuća.
Would you maybe say that it's like a symptom of Croatian scene that people who start making music together end up making music together in different projects afterwards? Is it just a symptom, or from your view, or something, you know, like because of the smallness of the scene that naturally happens?
Well, I guess it has to do with the number of musicians, and yeah, the scene is somewhat small, so it's hard to find new people that you don't know and that they're like good players and that will match what you're trying to do. So I think the people who will understand you the best are the people who you used to work with before.
Are there any plans for Čuvarkuća, maybe some small tour or concerts that you would like to promote?
Well, we are playing this Friday at Korčula and Sunday at Tivat in Montenegro. And after that, we are in Kino Šiška, I think, the 22nd or the 23rd of May. We're opening for Ditch Days. I think they're Portuguese. I don't know.
Well, this show won't be aired in Portugal, but so nobody will know that you don't remember the name of the band.
I should really do my research.
For the last question, could you maybe, it's not specifically a question, it's more of a joke. Would you like to maybe translate the name of the band? Do you have any specific way you would like to present it? You know, like something, what does Čuvarkuća mean?
Čuvarkuća in English, it's a house leek. It's like a succulent that grows on, I don't know how many countries are familiar with the English term. Well, it's basically a plant that grows on the roof. It historically, it had a significance of presenting like protection from thunder or fire. Like it's a house guardian. I mean, it's a literal translation from from Croatian. Well, it's also house leek. Leek in Croatian is a guy, so it's like Čuvarkuća and
that guy who guards your house.
Yeah, the guys who guard your house. Yeah.
Hrvoje, thank you very much for this short interview. We will now listen to two more songs from your album Curino Cvijeće. It was nice talking to you, and I wish you all the best for the future of the band.
Well, thank you for having me.
And for the end of this short interview, we will listen to two more tracks from the album Curino cvijeće by the band Čuvar kuća. We are listening to Gladiole and Dosadan i Glup.
Mislio sam, mi pozicije, lijepo ili pomisa. Čim se ugriješ pred vruće i ljubiš se, ljudim se, pravi mi smutije. Lijepo ili pomisa. Čim se ugriješ pred vruće i ljubiš se, ljubim se, al znamo.
With Čuvar Kuća, we came to the end of Indie Rap broadcast, this time edited by a radio student from Zagreb, Croatia. Thank you all for your attention, and please follow us and all the other members of Indie Rap Network on social media to keep up with fresh new releases.
And today's show was voiced by Franka Štrkalj and Ivan Poško, and it was edited by Ivan Vlašić, Franka Štrkalj and Ivan Poško. Until next time, enjoy.
Bye.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Hello everyone, you are listening to some of the best stuff from the black market. This is Little Italy from Zagreb, Croatia, and our single Halo.
Aha, znači više zločina odjednom.
Tako je. I u vrlo kratko.
Čilečicima, odgovore.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.